Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma! I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast up and down the Cusco. Great eating here, Coffee at KYUK, as usual, excited. And as usual, sharing my excitement with you. Joining me on the phone to host the show, Christy Schallenberger. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Grady.
The show.
Thank you. The annual YK work session kicks off Wednesday. The session typically brings stakeholders from all over the region to talk about some of the biggest economic issues facing Yukon Kuskokwim Delta and how to solve them. While normally held in Bethel, this year the session is going online because of the coronavirus pandemic. And with us today is Clarence Thomas, AVCP Community Development Division Director, and Shelley Wade with Agnew Beck, a consulting firm that helps put on the session with AVCP. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. My last name is Daniel, Clarence Daniel, not Clarence Thomas.
Oh, so sorry, Clarence. I do not know. It's Monday morning. I had your name right in front of me, and I don't know why I said Clarence Thomas and not Clarence Daniel. My apologies. I'm just going to blame Monday. So my apologies to you, Clarence. First question is to you. Tell us a little about this session. What are the big discussions taking place, and who will be there?
So the work session, you know, every year, the work session has been a little different. This is the third work session that we're going to be having. The first couple of work sessions were based on developing a comprehensive economic development strategies, and we have, which is the SEDS, and we have a SEDS document now. And in the SEDS, we have about seven initiatives with about 20 strategies. And the work session is going over and looking and focusing on some different action items for each of those initiative areas.
So what are the big discussions taking place in this session, and who will be there?
We've invited, stakeholders from the region. We've tried to identify some state partners and some federal partners to come in and, help with the discussion, and some potential funders as well that would, if possible, be able to fund some of the strategies. Our list of people we've invited, if anyone out there hasn't gotten an invite and wants to participate, they're more than welcome to contact myself or Shelley, and we can get invitations out. This year we have four areas that we'll be doing work groups on, and the four areas are the subsistence, housing, energy, and infrastructure, which is kind of the transportation and education, workforce development.
So, Christy, I might just add a couple things to that.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Clarence, and thanks, Christy, for having us on today. And hi, everyone on the YK. Excited to be on this morning and excited to have the work session coming up. So Clarence mentioned subsistence and housing, and also we are focusing on climate adaptation, energy, transportation and education and workforce development. So we do have very focused discussions planned for each of those focus area conversations. And as Clarence mentioned, we have, you know, local, tribal, regional stakeholders coming together, but also a big suite of federal partners and state partners that range from the Economic Development Administration that has funded this effort to the Denali Commission. We do have Federal Highways joining us. So depending on the focus area, we do have a really broad spectrum of partners that are helping to push the document that Clarence mentioned, the SEDS, to help push that to the next level where we have very focused 1 to 2 year action plans.
Clarence, would you like to add on to that?
And we have our keynote speaker is Valerie Davidson, president of Alaska Pacific University. She'll be doing the keynote on Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm. And what is going to be different about this session compared to previous sessions?
I think one of, you know, in the past, we've, as this, you know, as our SIDS has evolved, so has the, these work sessions. And at last year's work session, a big message from the participants was to see a lot of action-based and results-based. So this year we have the working groups going to be focusing on pretty much, you know, 2 to 3 items that are in the SIDS that are important, and these items also, you know, AVCP has priorities, and priorities were set, I think, in 2016 with public safety, economic development, and community wellness. So it's good to see that, you know, some of the strategies and action plans in the SIDS are getting aligned to AVCP priorities, and the focus is on, you know, evolving these actions and trying to move them forward. And hopefully with the state, federal partners and potential funders, some of these actions will become actual projects.
Could you point us to a couple of specific...
And if Shelley wants to add anything to that, she can.
Sure, and I think this is answering maybe the question that you had for us, Christy, about some specific examples. So for the housing in particular, there was a goal identified or strategy identified to build several thousand new housing units in the region over a 5-year time frame. And so as a part of that, a barrier has always been not having the type of water sewer infrastructure in place that helps to mitigate cost for building new housing. And so we're having a very focused discussion for housing about how do we address that water sewer infrastructure piece to ideally bring down the cost and hopefully facilitate faster construction of new affordable housing units, quality housing units for the region. Another good example is the Climate Adaptation Group is going to focus on hazard mitigation and climate change planning. And as we all know, many YK communities are threatened by climate change and are in need of assessment of what those changes look like and what needs to happen to mitigate and plan for future change, and also construct or move infrastructure that is compromised by climate change or coastal change. Another good example that's really, I think, two that I think are really valuable for folks to hear about are in the transportation subgroup or working group, we'll focus on the ice roads and winter trail marking, both of which are really important pieces as we know our air carrier transportation has decreased, and so there have been changes certainly in that area, and so the importance of ice roads and winter trails is never been clearer, and also the safety of those roads and winter trails. So we have an opportunity to think about how to support with different partners, how to support those, that critical infrastructure. And then last, I'll just mention the focus on vocational education and training for regional employment opportunities. So in that working group, we've invited and have regional partners, including UTE, and then many other either employers or school districts or educational stakeholders that can really weigh in and think about together how to train the region's workforce to meet the demand of any potential employers. And that can really range from, you know, heavy equipment operators to, as we talk about renewable energy infrastructure, construction, or any other skill sets that match the growing sectors and industries in the region. And we also, of course, have a subsistence working group that will focus primarily really on employing local and regional residents and to take positions and be leaders in some of these subsistence decision-making meetings and commissions and committees that happen at the community, regional, state, and federal levels. So that's a little sneak peek at some of the specifics.
No, and I appreciate that. Clarence, you mentioned that people who want to participate can reach out to you or Shelley. Is there a phone number or an email address that they can have access to make sure that they can access the session?
My email address is clarence@avcp.org. And then Shelley can share hers.
Yeah, I can be reached at Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-Y, at agnewbeck.com. And then folks can also call or text me at 907-242-5326. And we do, we're excited to have other folks participate. We are trying to have pretty focused conversations in these working groups, but we do, as Clarence mentioned, also have a really exciting opening plenary with Valerie Davidson giving a keynote opening. And then we will do a closing live presentation of the results of what each of the groups does over the next several days.
Mm-hmm. And what was that number again, Shelley? Just one more time for the people who might have missed that.
Sure. My phone number, you could call or text 907-242-5326.
Okay, we're coming up towards the end of our time. Is there anything final about the YK work session that you would like to add?
No, I'm just excited to you know, to have this going on. I'd like to get some good projects out of this. You know, potentially have projects funded. That's the whole goal of the SEDS. Is once we have the SEDS document, you know, working for the region, it will identify projects that are needed. The SEDS document is doesn't just belong to AVCP. It belongs to all of the sister organizations in the region that were part of the planning and that helped write the strategies, and they're updated, you know, annually. So it's pretty much a living document, and it belongs to the region.
Okay. Well, thank you both so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chrissy.
That was Clarence Daniel, AVCP Community Development Division Director, and Shelley Wade, a consultant with AgnuBeck, to help put on the YK Work Session held annually that kicks off this Wednesday. I'm your host, Christy Schallenberger. Back to you, Grady.
Thanks a lot. That leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.
One. I was touch and go. Time made me see solve the mystery. Taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right. Bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings in the night. My love I bring to you. With this love I dedicate to you for the living in me. I will pay you.
Hi, this is Bonnie. And this is Catherine from AVCP Housing.
I listen to KYUK 640 AM from Bethel, Alaska.
On KCUK 88.1 FM in Chivac and on 91.9 FM in